Well, during the week, I pray, and God puts people on my heart, so I pray especially for them. There's a lot of people struggling today. I'm to be real honest, I'm one of the first ones to be put on the list. But God was just showing me how we're going through spiritual deaths. And you may not think that you're going through a spiritual death, but you may be in one of the stages of the spiritual death. So we're just going to go through this again. I know we've done it before, but sometimes we just need to hear things over. I hope that you will not be bored. This is from the Holy Spirit, so we're going to talk about spiritual deaths, okay? Okay, what starts out is usually something, some kind of trauma or tragedy occurs in your life. And that's the first thing. It hits you. Sometimes it's expected. Sometimes it's not expected. And then you have a loss of appetite for God or any godly things. You know, it's not as precious as it was before. Depression and a tiredness comes over you. You get depressed and you feel like you can't fight anymore. That's pretty much where I've been. Even at times, sleeping is your friend so you can get away from it. You just want to get away from all the chaos. The next thing happens is a physical weakness. Sometimes we're just unable to do the things that we want to do for God's work. You know, we know God wants us to do something. He has a plan for us, but sometimes it's just not in us physically to do it, to go through and do it. Next thing is we have a lot of mental confusion. Lots of times we stop listening to God, and instead we'll start listening to the lies of the devil. Next happen is that we're not experiencing the thoughts of the Holy Spirit. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and take complete control. So we don't have that inner peace. We're always struggling. You have friends that are like this even. They're always wanting this, or they're always wanting that, or they need this, or they need this material thing. Football players are a lot like this too. I have people in my family like that. They always want the best of something. But they keep striving, wanting something, and when they need only is the peace of God. Okay?
Amen.
Then you get to where you want to socially withdraw. You're not wanting to interact with Christians. You start isolating yourself from not only your Christian friends, but from God. You just think, you know, I don't want to be around it. I don't want to hear it. I know I'm not doing as good as I should, so I just don't want to hear it, though. Oh, get right with God, get right with God. So you just isolate yourself. Then even you have physical changes. People that once before saw a flickering light in you, a light has now turned to darkness. It's something that you're not seeking, and you're not depending on God's promises that He has for you. The next thing you go through is thinking you can do things on your own. You start thinking only of yourself, kind of like Tim was talking about before. You know, sometimes we get to the point where we go, why is this happening to me? I want to do God's work. Why is this happening to me now? I know we've experienced that before. It even can be the flip side. You may say, you know, things are going so good now. I don't really need God as much as I used to. You start depending on yourself. You get prideful. You get boastful. Your ego gets bigger. The next thing that all Christians need is to touch. I don't mean reach out and touch somebody just by phone. But we have a thing within us that we long to have hugs from other people. We need to touch people. We need to be there for them. We want to relate to them. We want to be intimate with them. Find out more about them. I'm going to slap you, Mike. Anyway, so we no longer have that innately where we want to be feel touched by other Christians. We want to separate ourselves from that. Then finally, we start withdrawing from God's life. We start doing what we want or even reverting back to what we did before we were a Christian. I've seen a lot of people go through this. Well, it worked in the past, so I'm just going to do it again. God's let me down, so I might as well go on. Finally, the last spiritual death is you start shutting your heart off to God at all. Not even allowing the Holy Spirit to work in your life. And there's nothing worse than being completely separated from the love of God. It says in the Bible that nothing can separate you from the love of God, but you don't want to cut off the Holy Spirit. If you can think back of a place in your life before where you were closer to the Lord, you were doing more things for the Lord, You were wanting to do His work. You felt good. You experienced wonderful things. Then you're the one that moved, not God. God's always been there. But what we do is we let life get in the way. And yes, we all have problems. We all have issues. You know, most of the time I'm seeing the body, it's health issues right now. It's a lot of it. A lot of it's relationships. A lot of it's, you know, wanting new homes. It's money. But we're going to have those issues, but you've got to focus on God. His desires and yours need to end up and be alike, okay? If you keep praying for something that's not happening, ask God, is this desire is what you want, Lord? Because if your desires aren't lined up, it's not going to happen. God's got the best for you. Let's all say that God has the best for me. God has the best for me. But see, we don't feel it lots of times. We just feel isolated. We feel out alone. We feel away from everybody. But take the steps to get back to God. That's the answer. Taking the steps to get back to God. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, first of all, do you have any sin in your life? Are there things that you're doing that take away from you and the presence of the Lord? Is there things that you're putting first before Him? You can absolutely put problems and families ahead of God. It's so easy to do. You can put health. You can put sport. You can put crossword puzzle. You can put anything before God. But God has got to be first. And God will be first. Let me tell you, He will burn you, not burn you like in hell, but He will make you and create you and mold you. And it's going to hurt. But He is going to get the glory. So just, I know I said that last week too, just hold on because God's got a miracle for you. He's not through with you yet. He's got the best for you. He loves you. You are made beautiful in Him. He loves everything about you. And He knows your experience. He knows what you're going through. But we've got to forget about ourselves and focus on God. Amen?
Amen. Amen.